Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. Narrow is the way that leads to life, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, is my topic this afternoon. I'm going to begin reading from the book of Judges, the book of Judges, chapters 1 and 2. Please note that the book of Judges was written between 1200 to 1050 BC. This particular book covers a period of about 300 plus years. It was written during the time of the United Monarchy, that is 1000 to 961 BC. And the time period covered is the beginning of the Iron Age, that is 1200 to 1000 BC. Now, it was one thing for a group of slaves to find deliverance from slavery, as we read in the book of Exodus. However, it was quite another for those former slaves to become sufficiently powerful and were organized to overthrow a long-established culture or a very powerful group of city-states in Canaan. Now, archaeological excavations and surface explorations have positively identified numerous biblical sites, and many show a violent overthrow in the period of 1230 to 1210 B.C., and these sites also show that this overthrow was subsequently established by a people with a culture considerably more primitive than the people who had been defeated. Very, very interesting. And further surface explorations revealed that the previously unsettled sites had new towns, or new towns appeared in them around 1220 to 1150 BC. And we have also found that the new culture is quite similar to the culture that was overthrown. What we find in the book of Judges, and please understand that the judges were not judges in the modern judicial sense, and as exhibited in our culture to some extent, but they were charismatic military leaders or champions for the people. And a very prominent word in the book of Judges is the word compromise. Compromise. Read carefully chapter 1, and you will see what the people of God were experiencing at this time. And for instance, in Judges 1:7, we have Adonibezek, and which says, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off have picked up scraps under my table. Now God has paid me back for what I did to them. And so here we have the motif of retributive justice. And as we go on, we read about, for instance, in verse 19, the power of Yahweh over human technology, that is, iron chariots. Remember, this is the beginning of the Iron Age. Iron is very, very important to these people and has remained to be very important. In chapter 2, we have a theophany, that is, the appearance of the pre-incarnate Christ, who confronts his people. We see in the book of Judges the theme of disobedience, defeat, and people coming back to God and then going back into bondage. And so we have this wheel or this cycle that the people show in their behavior and their actions. In chapter 2, verse 10 of Judges, we have a very, very important verse, which reads, "After that whole generation gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel." Think about that. "Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. They forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers. They have brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshipped various gods of the peoples around them," that is, the city-states around them. "They provoked the Lord to anger because they forsook him and served Baal and the Ashtaroths. In his anger against Israel, the Lord handed them over to raiders who plundered them. He sold them to their enemies all around, whom they were no longer able to resist. Whenever Israel went out to fight, the hand of the Lord was against them to defeat them, just as he had sworn to them. They were in great distress." Now, so the people of God left God. They left the right way. They left the right path. They left the right road. They forsook. And we read in verse 11 that the people of God did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. So the people preferred to serve nature deities who were worshipped by deviant sexual practices. And so a very interesting word is reintroduced to us in this context. And in verse 11, we read the Israelites did evil. The word is ra. And here's a word that in Hebrew theology, in which act and consequence are one. Act and consequence are one. Now, the word ra, as used in this context, means the breaking up or ruin, and binds together in one the wicked deed and its consequences. It is that which is injurious both to man and those around him or within his periphery. See, God knows the nature of man. God understands the heart of man. God is called the heart knower in the book of Acts twice. So when we discuss the two ways or the two roads, we see this reality played out in the book of Judges. Now, we read about the two ways in the Old Testament. The two ways are presented to us in a very powerful manner. For instance, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, one may read of the two ways. Jeremiah 21:8. And Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6. And notice that in verse 10 of chapter 2 of Judges, after that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. So these individuals were never taught the word of God. They were never taught the truth. they never understood the truth. They never understood their faith deep enough to realize the implications of their act of forsaking God. What these individuals introduced into their lives was the cycle of discipline that God brings in to those who sin in ignorance and yet do not understand that individuals are culpable for sins of ignorance. So, in other words, no one gets away with sin. And believers, even today, do not realize that God holds them accountable for sins of ignorance. And there is a wantonness associated with sin in that there is a sin called deliberate wandering or deliberate waywardness. People know that they are sinning. People know that they are wandering away from God, and yet they do it anyway. They walk away from God. And the cycle of discipline comes into their lives or is activated. Now, there are other words in the Hebrew, like ra, in which the suffix of the word binds together the deed and its consequence, either for good or bad. It would be wonderful if God's people were taught the word of God again. Instead, people are not being taught the truth. They need to understand that their actions do still have consequences. Despite what the culture says, despite the postmodern narrative, and just take a look very carefully at the book of Judges and see what happens to the people of God when they walk away from God. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said these important words, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, or absolute ruin. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight or narrow is the gate, or constricted is the gate that leads unto life, and few there be that find it," that is to find out by searching this gate. Think about the words of Jesus. Meditate on his words. Be in at the narrow gate. That is, this gate is narrow or constricted because of obstacles standing about. There is narrowness of room. There's stress and anguish. It means also to hem in closely. You and I need the word of God. We need the presence of God in order to negotiate the cosmic system. That is, in order to negotiate our way in this world, in which we read in John chapter 3 that men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. God wants to give eternal life to you today, this afternoon. God has made a way, he has made provision for you through his Son, Jesus Christ, to receive eternal life. Please read 1 Corinthians 15. Get on your knees this afternoon. Confess to God your need of the Savior. God will give you a brand new life through his Son, Jesus Christ. Good afternoon, beloved. God bless you.